Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most important ideas in drum and bass arrangement, a rewind-worthy jungle switch-up. This is not just about making the drop loud. It's about making the drop change character in a way that feels exciting, intentional, and DJ-friendly. In other words, the first part of the drop says, "Here's the groove," and the second part says, "Now here's the twist." We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we'll keep it beginner-friendly. By the end, you'll have a simple 16-bar drop that starts with a solid DNB groove, flips into a switch up, then comes back with a stronger second wave. That's the kind of structure that makes people want to rewind the tune. First, open a blank Lev set and switch to arrangement view. Set the tempo to around 174 BPM. That's the classic zone for drum and bass, though anywhere from 170 to 176 can work depending on the vibe you want. Now create a few tracks. One for drums, one for a breakbeat or chopped break, one for sub-bass, one for mid-bass or reese, and one for effects or impacts. If you want, you can also add an atmosphere track, but keep it simple for now. The key thing here is to think in sections, not just loops. We're making a 16-bar drop, and the easiest way to stay organized is to split it into four chunks. Bars 1 to 4 introduce the groove. Bars 5 to 8 reinforce it. Bars 9 to 12 are the switch-up. Bars 13 to 16 bring the return or payoff. That structure matters, because rewind moments in DNB usually happen when the track establishes a rule, then breaks it. So if the first half feels clear and the second half changes the language, the listener feels that contrast instantly. Let's build the first 8 bars. Keep the opening groove simple and strong. You do not need to overcomplicate it. Use a kick, a snare, and either hats or a break loop. If you're working with a break, you can load it into simpler and use slice mode to chop it up. If you prefer one-shot drums, drum rack is perfect for laying out your kick, snare, and hats. For the low end, add a sub-bass that follows the root notes. Keep it clean and centered. If you want a mid-bass layer, use a wave-eatable patch or a resampled bass sound, but keep the rhythm controlled. The first 8 bars should feel like a confident foundation, not a non-stop explosion. A good beginner tip is to leave a little space every couple of bars. Don't fill every moment. That space gives the switch-up room to breathe later. If the first section is already packed, the drop has nowhere to evolve. For the drums, if you're using a break in simpler, make sure warp is on and the transients are lining up well. You can also use EQ to clean up unnecessary low end from the break so it doesn't fight your sub. If the drum bus feels too loose, add a touch of compression, but keep it gentle. You want glue, not squash. Now let's shape the bass. A rewind-worthy drop needs bass phrasing that leaves space for the drum edit. A lot of beginners make the mistake of having the bass play constantly, and that can flatten the whole arrangement. Instead, think of the bass like a conversation with the drums. For your sub, a simple sine wave and operator works great. Keep it mono and clean. For your mid-bass, wave-eatable can give you that reese or darker moving tone. Add a small amount of saturator if you need more harmonic presence, but don't overdo it. The sub should stay stable, while the mid layer can carry the character. Try a short call and response pattern. Maybe the bass hits on one bar, then answers on the next. Keep the notes short and leave a tiny gap right before the switch up. That gap is going to help the transition hit harder later. Now for the main event, the switch up. In bars 9 to 12, change the drum language. The easiest way to do this is not by adding more and more layers, but by making the drums behave differently. Maybe you switch from a steady rolling feel to chopped break slices. Maybe you remove the kick for half a bar. Maybe you add a snare fill or a reversed slice leading into the return. If you're using simpler, duplicate your break pattern and then move or delete a few slices so the groove feels rewritten. You're not just copying the first section, you're making a new phrase out of the same material. This is a really important idea. Drum density is not the same as excitement. Sometimes taking one element away creates more impact than stacking another layer. That's especially true in jungle-influenced drops. A half bar of space can be more powerful than a wall of hits. Now change the bass phrase too. You only need one clear shift to make the switch up feel like a new scene. You could mute the sub for a beat, change the rhythm so it lands on different offbeats, or switch from longer notes to short stabs. Another great move is to keep the same bass idea, but answer it with a slightly higher or dirtier version. You can automate filter cutoff on wave-eatable or automate saturator drive for a little more grit in the switch-up. If you want tension, a small gain dip of around 3 to 6 dB before the return can work really well. And if you want the drop to feel extra sharp, remove the bass for a tiny 1/8 or 1/4 note. That kind of short dropout can create a huge reaction. Now we need one deliberate moment of almost silence before the payoff. This is one of the strongest rewind tricks in drum and bass. Right before bars 13 to 16, pull the energy down for just a moment. It could be a tiny snare fill, a reversed crash, a brief bass stop, or a short silence that makes the next hit feel massive. In Ableton, you can automate the track volume down briefly, mute the bass clip for a moment, or use reverb and echo on a return track to create a short tail into the next section. Keep it tight. In darker DNB, the gap can be brutal and tiny. In jungle, it can feel more like a classic pull-up moment. Then bring it back with a stronger second wave. The final four bars should not feel like the same loop again. They should feel like the groove has evolved. You could bring back the main rhythm with an extra percussion hit, a crash on the first beat, a slightly more open filter, or a stronger bass accent. Even a single extra snare ghost note can help the return feel bigger. This is where the track becomes memorable. The first half teaches the groove. The switch up shocks the listener. The return confirms the groove, but with more weight and confidence. That contrast is what makes a DNB drop feel rewind-worthy. At this stage, do a quick low-end check. Solo the kick and sub together and make sure they're not fighting too much. Keep the sub centered with utility. Use EQA to clean up any muddy low mids in the bass layer. Listen in mono if you can, because if the switch-up falls apart in mono, it probably needs to be simplified. The goal is a drop that still hits hard, but stays clean. Powerful, not fuzzy. Controlled, not cluttered. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't put too many ideas into the switch-up. Don't make the first and second halves feel identical. Don't overfill the drum edits, and don't let the bass play all the time. Also, make sure the return actually gives the listener a payoff. If the second half doesn't feel like an upgrade, the switch-up won't land as hard. Here's a simple way to think about it. One section speaks, the next section replies. That's the whole conversation. Keep the first part clear, make the second part different, and let the return land with confidence. If you want to go a step further, try these mindset notes. Use the switch-up like a storyboard. Each four-bar chunk should have a job. Maybe bars 1 to 4 establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8 thin it out a little. Bars 9 to 12 twist the rhythm. Bars 13 to 16 bring the payoff. If you can explain the change in one sentence, you're probably on the right track. For extra practice, spend 15 minutes making a simple 16-bar drop at 174 BPM. Build bars 1 to 8 with one drum groove and one bass phrase. Then change only two things in bars 9 to 12, one drum change and one bass change. Add one tiny silence, fill, or reverse hit before bar 13. Then bring the groove back for bars 13 to 16 with one extra layer or accent. Keep it all stuck. Keep the sub mono. And don't add more than one new sound unless you remove something else first. When you're done, listen once in stereo and once in mono. If the second half feels like a new scene but still sounds like the same track, you nailed it. So remember the big idea. A rewind-worthy DNB switch-up is built from contrast, space, and rhythm change. Start simple. Change the drum language. Rewrite the bass phrase. Use one silence or fill to sharpen the transition. Then return with a stronger second wave. If you can make the listener think, wait, what just happened right before the drop comes back in? You're doing it right. That's the energy that makes jungle switches and DNB rewinds hit.